Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show with top-rated performance standards. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. No eBay seller is an island. Although, wouldn't it be great if they were? We could go visit them.
Oh, yes.
You know, have a little tropical drink and sit in our little hut.
Go out in a little canoe, paddle
around.
Yeah,
that'd be nice. But they're not. They're not islands. Although it can sometimes seem that way, apparently. Whether you need Whether you need a sounding board or just some advice, you may find that answers are closer than you think. Luis Sanchez and her husband, Gene, are well known on eBay as top-rated seller Herbs, Crafts, and Gifts. No, Herbs, Crafts, Gifts, no and. All one word. And she's also the organizer of a long-time seller meetup group in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and a more recent one in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Lord knows where she finds
she's
the time
to even call
us. She's a
go-getter, that gal.
Very busy, Louise. Why are seller meetup groups the best place to seek advice about eBay after eBay Radio?
Well, first thing, I have to thank you and say hi both to Griff and Lee. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome.
To be able to
Our
talk
pleasure.
About one of my most favorite near and dear subjects, meetups. So, there's
yes.
several answers to that question, Griff.
Okay.
First and foremost, there are sellers at the meetups have all different levels of experience. They offer help, they offer guidance, they give tips, they help identify items, that sort of thing. The next thing is that we always have guests, not always, but we try to have guest speakers because they get tired of hearing me, but because other people have areas of expertise and they go in depth on different topics like stores or promotions or social media or just whatever subject we can nail them on.
Do you ever have like, okay, somebody brings up a subject and, mm-hmm. and they say they do it a certain way. And then somebody says, oh, no, that's not the way to do it. Do you ever have people, group members, different perspectives helpful in finding a successful resolution to any given problem?
My pat answer for that is everybody owns their own business and they run their business their way. If it works for you, all the more power to you. If it does, if you're not happy with your sales and if you're not doing what you think you should be doing, then maybe you might consider the way other people are doing it who are maybe more successful. But the bottom line is, you know, like any time there's a seller release, there's all the boo-hoos and there's all the negatives and there's always the fault finding. And it's like, you know, take what you want from it. And if you don't use it, please don't complain that you're not, not having good sales. If you're not following best practices, that's the way it goes, guys.
Louise, can you think of an example off the top of your head of a recent question from one of your meetup group members that can give some insight into what goes on at your meetup with regards to questions and answers and topics and concerns?
I think it's mostly topics. The one main thing when we come together, because we're a core group, we have about 160 people in the group, but we have members that come meeting after meeting, which I just, you know, they're just the best. So, and they've become really good friends. So it's a lot about problem solving. And then it was just like the caller you had with the UPC, and I've got an item and it doesn't have a UPC code. Well, is it something that needs it? And it's just that whole big circle of questions and answers.
Sure.
The other biggest thing is promotions and promoted and sales. Not necessarily the verbiage, but using them and the why and the wherefores of using them and understanding the use of the coupon, the $30 coupon that we get as store owners and how to use it. I mean, I've told my people, and I'm going to give away a secret, but I've told my people, you know what? I jack up my percentage on promoted listings until I use my $30. If it's trending at 7, I'll put it at 10.
Ah, so you get ahead of the game.
I get ahead of the game, and then if I get close to the $30, then I lower it back down again. But that hasn't happened because I sell low-priced stuff.
Do See? Most members who come to a meeting with problems leave with solutions or at least possible avenues to try?
You know, I think they do. Most successful sales that have been made have been as a result of made-up conversations, in my opinion. And then there's the camaraderie. And we have where we can call one another and text, message. We have the Facebook groups to go to. So they may not, it might not have been a problem that they came with, but knowing that there's help close at hand at any time, day of the week, you know, time or day of the week.
We talk about this a lot on the show, how it's sometimes, it's sometimes lonely to be an online entrepreneur. It's sometimes lonely.
Well, there's one group on Facebook that just posted, and I think this is a good idea for eBay Radio Group too, for members to post where they're from, and it's just one big long list of where people are living and selling from. And I had two in Colorado, and they both are in Colorado Springs, and they're both coming to my meeting in 45 minutes because I scheduled a meeting today to talk about the update. And so we've got two brand new members. So there's always new members coming in. And the thing that I like about new sellers is that they are asking questions that make me kind of like defend what I'm doing.
Ah.
Or give me a new idea on why I'm doing what I'm doing, and it adds another perspective. We were talking one day about search, and I said, oh, I get all these words in there that I don't want. And one new seller said, oh, just put the minus sign and the word, and it'll take that all out of your search. I've been selling for 21 years and never knew that.
See, we always think that we can only learn from the people who've been doing it for a long time, but you've just brought up a very good issue. We do learn from the newbies.
Oh, I love the new ones because they have a whole other perspective on it. And we get so caught in our routine. Even people that have been selling for a year or two or three or five get caught in our routines. We don't look at the listing form. We just cruise through it. And they're looking at everything. And it's just, you know, it's wonderful. The other thing that I wanted to say, too, is that we meet so many different sellers online, but we've had the opportunity to go to different meetups. And next Tuesday, we're going to be at the Dallas meetup visiting with Stephanie. And then the next morning, we're having breakfast with John and Betsy.
Oh, I'm
fantastic.
Jealous.
Yeah,
I'm jealous.
And then we're going to meet with another eBay seller that moved from Denver to Waco, and we're going to stop and see him. So it's going to be visiting eBay people all over. So I feel like not only has the meetup helped us with the business, it's helped us socially, because Gene and I, after we moved to Colorado Springs, didn't really know anybody. So now most of our social is around the meetup people, and I just adore them. And you know, we have barbecues and we have Christmas parties, and so we do social things too, not only just strictly business. And it's been a lot of fun.
What do you find most rewarding about leading seller meetup groups?
First word that popped in my mind was the challenge to put me on the forefront of learning and knowing, like now with presenting the update today to this meeting. And then we gave up the Albuquerque, but we have a new one in Northern Colorado. So that.
So Louise.
Well, what happened was that the organizer of the Northern Colorado stepped down, and there were 188 people in that meetup. And I just couldn't see that just going, all those people just being left out in the cold. So Gene and I took it over, hoping that somebody else will step up. But in the meantime, we're going to go up there on Thursday and have a meeting with those people and talk about the update, today's update.
So if I heard you correctly, personally, on a personal level, Louise Sanchez finds it rewarding when she is able to teach other people things.
Yeah, I can identify with
me
that.
Me too. I like it as well.
Yeah, and that's why I enjoy being an education specialist too, because then I get one-on-one time with people and I can take time and answer their questions as we go along, rather than like in a big classroom setting or at a meeting, because everybody has an answer, and so it's a lot of back and forth and three conversations at one time, which is really okay, except that somebody doesn't get the new attention. So I'm really looking forward to our new members today.
Any bonus tips for us today, Louise?
A bonus tip. Well, I gave you my big one about promoted and jacking up the percentage. You know, no, I think we're,
Hey, you've given us a lot of good food for thought today. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, and I, like I say, it's one of my favorite subjects, and I'm really glad we started the meetup. You know, we started that long time ago, and oh, let me add that a meetup doesn't have to be a meetup. Two sellers getting together is a sellers group, and then they can add people from there. And if anybody needs any help in doing that, Kat Simpson and I started the one here, and we used to search listings for people in our area and wrote to sent the sellers a message and asked, hey, you want to get together? And that's how we got our group to grow. And I would recommend that people who are starting out with one or two people or two or three or more not to pay any meetup dues because they're like $190 a year to start a meetup until they have several members. But it doesn't have to have the name meetup in it. It can be a seller group. And I certainly, and that, like I say, these lists on all these different Facebook groups are a great way to find people in an area. So many people say, oh, there's no meetup in my area. Well, you know what? It takes a little bit to find somebody. And there's, you know, there's little old Colorado Springs is not that big, and we've got 160 people. Northern Colorado has 188. Denver has a bunch.
And we have Louise Sanchez, and we're so thankful.
We're very thankful. Louise, continued success to you, and thank you for all the good work you do on behalf of other sellers. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation. Coming up next, your calls here on eBay Radio.
Your e-commerce business has to be prepared to cope with change, but it can be a pain in the patootie. You need a listing tool that keeps up with changes in all of your selling channels. That tool is 6-Bit Software. 6-Bit's founder is John Slocum. He's the guy who invented the first ever eBay listing tool back in 1997, then went on to create Blackthorn. And one thing that hasn't changed in all those years, namely John's commitment to giving sellers what they need and want in a listing tool, including the ability to keep up with changes. But there's something that will never change. Whether you're posting your first listing or have hundreds of thousands of listings, 6-Bit lets you manage your entire business your way, right from your desktop. Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
It's time for the pomp and circumstance to commence. Graduation is one of the year's biggest retail moments and one of your biggest selling opportunities. Graduation gifts can span the gamut of new to thrifted items. So weed through your death piles and pull anything a June grad might enjoy. And graduation isn't just for high school and college anymore. Kids now graduate from kindergarten on. So list items for youngins of all ages. eBay will be marketing around graduation too, so take advantage of the extra traffic they'll be sending your way. Create promotions, then get the word out via social media and your store newsletter.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source. Listen while you list.